थैंक यू।
कैन वी फर्स्ट गो बैक टू अर्जुन बिफोर बिफोर गोइंग दैट यू नो वी हैव वन मोर स्टूडेंट हियर शी इज माई डॉटर दिया दिया यू वुड लाइक टू इंट्रोड्यूस योरसेल्फ
My name is Diya Mehta. I am going to kindergarten. I am 5 years old.
Okay, so Diya is her daughter, myself Sachin Mehta and Tejal Mehta. We are very proud to be the coordinators for this Pathshala, and we heartily welcome all of you to this Pathshala. As all of you must be aware that in our day-to-day life, we are totally busy, right from getting up in the morning till the end of the day. We are busy doing our daily routine activities like getting up, getting ready, going to school or going to college or, carrying out our studies, carrying out our jobs, business, and not to forget, having food regularly, 3 times, 4 times a day, and, basically doing all those things which we are, kind of told and brought up in our early age, and we constantly do the entire stuff which is required. Now, one of the important things in life that's about dharam and knowing something about religion is something which we few of the people may not give that much importance as they give to other things into their day-to-day life. So, the Pathshala, what we have started here is to bring consciousness amongst each one of us and to kind of learn something which is, would be regarded as the most important thing.
Hi, Jai Jinendra. I'm Tejal Mehta, wife of Sachin Mehta and mother of Diya Mehta. And we are glad to welcome you to this Pathshala session. The most important thing which we are going to do for all our life is the main basic tattvas or basic things which we need. About the Jain religion, we are proud to be in Jain religion, and I'm sure all the parents and kids, we all are very lucky so that we have got Jain dharam, and we are joining this Pathshala because we are very serious about it. That's really nice. And we would like to know at least about the students, like what do they know about the Jain religion, at least basic things. In case they know anything, so it will be easy for our scholars to go about in the class, like how it...
Yeah. So we would just like to, have kids go one by one and give just a brief, inputs about whether they know anything about Jainism or anything about dharam or religion. And then, accordingly, Rishabh ji and Anubhav ji will conduct the classes. So, can we start off first with Arjun?
So, unfortunately, I don't know anything, but I'm trying to learn the Nomenclaturen from my mom. So,
oh,
that's
really great. Like, you have a good interest in it. Yeah. Right. So, now we'll continue.
Thank you.
Thank you. So now, can we have Natasha?
I know the Namukar Mantra, and I know all of the names of all of the 24 gods, and I know all of the religious signs in our culture, and that's about it.
Okay, that's good, Natasha. Can go to Arush now.
The Namakar Mantra, and I know all 6 gods and 24 gods and 2 bankers. Okay.
Yeah, that's really nice, Arish. Okay. Now we'll have just a second. We'll get. Yeah, Diya, can you just tell something about yourself? What do you know in Dharam?
I know Namorka Mantar. I know Mangalik. I know 24 Tirthankaras. I know Bhakti.
Okay, that's good. Rishabh ji and Anubhav ji, we have got basic inputs from all the kids. As you know, Natasha and Arush are from Canada, and they know Naukar mantras, the names of 24 Tirthankars and few other stuff. Diya also knows Naukar mantra, 24 Tirthankars, and she practices few of the bhaktis. As far as Arjun is concerned, he doesn't know as of now much about religion and Jainism. He is currently learning Naukar mantra from his mom. So we can, now it's up to Rishabh ji, you, and you can start off with it.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this is Niyati, and I'm located in Maryland, USA. On behalf of Mona, I'm thanking both Vidwanji, Anubhavji, and Rishabhji. I'm thanking coordinators Tejal, Sachin, and all students with their families. I'm really proud to have these sessions right now running. The reason we are looking forward is, Arjun, when you said you don't know anything, you know so many things because you know that you don't know this. That's the biggest thing you admitted, and I'm really proud about that. And also, the format will be, you will be getting the PowerPoint from either teachers or coordinators. We will have some question answers daily, every time our sessions are running. Since we have started this session in a very short period of time, maybe we cannot, on behalf of Mona, we have not able to send the file to Vidwanji. That file does get reviewed by our quality teachers. That's why it's taking a little bit longer. But hopefully within 2 Saturdays, we will have our regular sessions running. But meantime, I really encourage all students, including myself, even if the parents are thinking they are students in their class, please take notes, because these notes will help us when Vidwanji is going to ask us questions. So I wish you luck, everybody, and I'm really excited to join these sessions. I think Sonal was going to join. She hasn't joined, I think, because of the number conference mistaken or something. I'm working on that. So Sonal may join during the session time. But until then, maybe now everybody can start. Vidwanji, you can start from here. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. We'll start from the Mangalacharan. Try to recite after me or with me.
Namo Arihantaram. Namo Siddharam, Namo Ayariyaram, Namo Vajjayaram, Namo Loe Savasahunam, Mangalam Bhagavan Viro, Mangalam Gautamo Gani, Mangalam Kund Kundaryo, Jaini Dharmostu Mangalam, Sarva Mangalya Mangalyam, Sarva Kalyanikarikam, Pradhanam Sarva Dharmana, Jainam Jaitu Shasanam, Jainam Jaitu Shasanam.
Today, we will start our first lecture from the very basic thing. We can say that we all are Jains, and the Mool Mantra, the root, the main mantra of the Jain religion is Namokar Mantra. As we have taken the birth in Jain family, due to the bondage of auspicious karma which we had done in our previous birth, we had taken the birth in Jain religion. And due to that only, we generally recite this mantra, or if we don't recite, then our elders, maybe my mom, my dad, my grandma or grandpa, they used to recite this mantra daily before having the meal or the starting of the day. So the question is, what the Namokar mantra is? As this is our prime thing, it is a basic thing, so we should know its meaning. So in the very first lecture, I'll take the Namokar mantra only. Firstly, we will recite this mantra. We already recited in the Mangalacharan, but as our topic is Namokar mantra only, we'll recite it once again. Please repeat it after me. I'll recite like you recite after me. Okay? Got it? Namo arhantanam.
Namo arhantanam.
Namo siddhanam.
Namo siddhanam.
Namo airyanam.
Namo airyanam.
Namo
airyanam. Namo uvajayanam.
Namo uvajayanam.
Namo lovi sabahunam.
Namo lovi sabahunam.
So, this is a Namokar mantra. And in this mantra, we used to pay a homage to five Parmeshtis. They are Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyas and Sadhu. Now we will see one by one the meaning of all these five phrases. We have just recited the five lines, five phrases. We will try to see the general meaning of these five lines. Firstly, Namo Arihantanam. It means I bow down to Arihantas. Namo Siddhanam. It means I bow down to Siddhas. Namo Ayariyanam. I bow down to Acharyas. Namo Uvajayanam. I bow down to Upadhyayas. Namo Loe Savasahunam. I bow down to all Jain Sadhu. So, this is the basic or general meaning of this Namokar mantra. Now, the question arises that why should we bow down to these five supreme or to these five Parmeshtis? Why should we bow down? Take an example. As Arjuna said that he loves soccer, and if he want to become a good soccer player, then what he generally practiced, that he used to see all the soccer matches, he used to follow or admire the good soccer player, he used to act or used to play or used to see videos and all of the good soccer player. Why? Because he loves that. Maybe he want to be the soccer player or he want to play for some team or some player. So he generally practices everything in the same direction. Now we, the all human beings in the whole mundane, in the whole universe, We all know there are infinite souls. Means me, I'm the soul. My parents, my grandma, or my friends, my acquaintances, everyone which we see, or it may be the insects, animals, all are the souls. And what all we all want the bliss. We all want the happiness. So if we all want the happiness, sorry, if we all want the happiness, then what we'll do? We will go to the person who have attained that happiness. We will go to that person only. And we all know that these five parmeshtis, namely Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, Sadhus, they all five parmeshti, they have attained the happiness, or they are on the path of attaining that happiness. Now, in between, before moving further, I will ask the question to the Arjun. Arjun, could you name the five parmeshtis? Arjun?
I wrote them down, but I can't pronounce them.
Arihant.
Okay.
Siddhas.
Acharyas.
Upadhyas. And Siddham.
Sadhu.
Very good. I really appreciate your, as you have started, means it's your first lecture and you are trying. So it's very well said indeed that these are five parmeshtis, Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyas, and Sadhu. In these five parmeshtis, they have attained the complete happiness. And means two, means if we divide these five parmeshtis, so we can divide them into two categories. Firstly, Dev, and another one is Guru. Dev, in the Dev, we will put first two parmeshtis, means Arihantas and Siddhas. We will put in the category of Dev, means Lord. And in the next category of Guru, we will put the remaining three parmeshtis, Upadhyay, Acharya, and Sadhu. Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu. We will put them in the category of Guru or the monk. So, you will see the Dev over here, they have attained the complete happiness or the complete bliss. And the Guru, they are walking on the same path. And in the near future, surely, in the upcoming time, they will attain the complete happiness. Now, if we all want to attain this happiness, so we have to follow them. As I've already said, that if we want something, then we know that, take an example, that I should take the notes. I'm going for my lectures and all, and due to some reason, I was absent yesterday in my class, and now I need notes. I need the notes of the lecture which I had missed. So where I'll go? I'll go to the person who has also not attended the lecture last day, or I'll go to the person who was present that day and had noted down the lectures in a well manner. What I'll do? Surely, I'll go to the same person who was present in that lecture and who had noted down that lecture. So same here, if I want the happiness, if I want the complete bliss, if I want all the tensions, worries, they just dissolve from my side, then what I'll do? I'll approach to these parmeshtis. I'll approach to the five these greatest guides who have attained the complete happiness or who are on the same path. Why? Because they himself have attained that. If they have attained that, then only they can give that happiness, or they can show the path of that happiness to us. So that is the prime thing. Why do we recite this Namokar mantra? Now we'll see that what is the meaning of Namokar mantra. We have seen general that I bow down to Arihantas, I bow down to Siddhas, I bow down to Acharyas, I bow down to Upadhyas, and I bow down to all Jain sadhus. That's fine. Now the question arises that what is the meaning of Parmeshri? I'm repeating my point.
Rishabji?
Yes.
I have one question. You mentioned the real happiness. So, what is happiness? I mean, to go on a cruise is happiness, or to have many video games is happiness. What is happiness?
Okay. I was just coming on that point, but indeed you have asked. I'll just explain that. Happiness. I love ice creams. Okay. I think, due to my ignorance or anything, I think if I'll have ice cream, I will be happy. This is my thinking. This is my personal perception that if I'll have the ice creams, I'll be happy. Now, my question is my perception is right? If I think that ice cream will give me the happiness, then my question is how many ice creams I can have at a time? Means, okay, if I'll eat one ice cream, then it's fine. I'm thinking that happiness is coming from it. Okay, then I've had another ice cream. Then next one. Let's say I had taken 10 ice cream, then what will happen with the upcoming next ice creams and ice creams? I'll lose the taste, means I'll not enjoy the taste of that ice cream as I had enjoyed in the first one. Means here the happiness, means the taste or the quality or my mentality, my perception that the taste of the first ice cream was better, means it had given me something better as compared to 10th one. Why? Because I can have the ice cream, limited ice cream. But the definition of real happiness is that it should be in continuation. It should be in continuation. Means if I'm having the ice cream, then it should go on continue. Means it should not happen if I'm having the ice cream right now. I had taken 10, now I don't want to have it. It sometimes happens, we went to, I don't know about the US, but it generally happens in India. It's our tradition that when we welcome our guests, when we welcome our relatives and all, we used to offer them food, that please have it more. So sometimes it happens that if we had, means we'll take the example of the chocolate. If I had the first chocolate, that it will give me the happiness. And it will give me the good taste. It will give me some pleasure. But if someone will force me, then that pleasure, that happiness will reduce after every next quantity. So it is not continuation. I cannot eat that chocolate, or I cannot eat that ice cream continuously. I cannot have that. Means I have to take a break. We can't say another example. I'm thirsty. Right now I'm thinking, my mentality is, I'm thirsty. If I'll have a glass of water, then I'll be happy. Now my question is, how many glasses of water I have to take that I'll become the happy? Means, okay, if I'll take, I've taken one glass, okay, that is sufficient. Maybe I'm more thirsty, I take the next one. But I can't take it continuously, that one more. That will become the trouble for me. So we can say this is not a real happiness. Let's say the example of video games. I enjoy to play the games. I enjoy the video games. But what happens? I can play for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. But after some time, I get stressed. Oh no, I can't play more. And now I want to move out. I want to do something else. I want to get freshen up. I want to eat something. So what's that? This is not real happiness. Real happiness, the first point or the first quality of happiness is it should be in continuity. Let's say if we think that having the ice creams or while playing the video games, I'll attain the happiness. What is the demerit in that? Why can't we say that it's a real happiness? Because after having it sometime, after passage of some time, we get bored to it. No, I don't want more. It's enough. I can't continue further. So what that happiness never says, the real happiness never says that it will end. No, it will go in continue. So that is the real happiness. Now my question is, have you got it? Have I made my point clear?
So now I understand that I'm not getting real happiness by eating so much ice cream or eating so many chocolates or playing video games so many times. That's not the real happiness I'm looking for in my life. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Vishwanji.
Okay. Yeah. Now we'll move further. Now the mic, we are saying that if we'll do this, it will bow down our heart to these five greatest guides. Okay? Five Parmeshtis. Now my next question comes, what is the meaning of Parmeshti? What is the meaning of Parmeshti? So, as we know, this Namokar mantra has been written in Prakrit language. I repeat, it has been written in Prakrit language, one of the
Rishabji. Hello.
I believe Nidhavin, we have lost him, I guess. He's lost his connection,
yeah,
I believe.
Right, yeah. He may be getting connected again. But meantime, Arjun, Natasha, Dia, and Ayush, do you understand? Because you all have rights to speak up. We are getting static.
Hello, can you repeat the question again?
What I was requesting Ayush, Natasha, Dia, and Arjun, we need to ask questions to our teacher. Somewhere we don't understand, we stop them. We don't understand the way they are explaining, we request them to repeat again. Vidwans, you know, I know we are not looking at each other right now, so nobody's getting idea who is speaking when and everything. We will work on that. This is our first session, and we'll try to give you the PowerPoint too, so you have something to follow when you are listening. But meantime, please ask question in between. You don't have to stay on mute. This is open classroom, you know, and parents also, please, you can ask questions too. Rishabji, are you there? I think he doesn't know whether he's on offline right now. Let me ask you, do we have any volunteer here as a oneage, who has a oneage in their home?
This is Arjun. Yeah, we have oneage in our house.
Okay, so if you don't mind, we can take your volunteer service and you can bring the scholars in as a three-way conference, if it's okay?
Let me give it to my mom or dad because they're more technical than me.
No, we can work on this after session, not today. But Arjun, I appreciate. So after session, stay on the line, and I'll definitely talk to mommy and daddy.
Okay.
Right.
Definitely, it's very possible.
Yeah.
My mom's saying it's very likely that we will do it.
Oh, good. Okay. Very good. Okay. I mean, that's always a backup plan because our Vidwans are very technological savvy, so they can handle it, but this is the backup plan to bring them via conferencing.
Sure, Auntie.
Sure. I'm also a student here, Arjun, so you can call me your friend. अनुभव जी आपको लेना है शुरू करना है क्योंकि ऋषभ जी जब तक आते हैं या कुछ रिवाइज करना है
ठीक है I'll start
हाँ
हेलो विल स्टार्ट विथ मनोकार मंत्र सिंपल रिवीजन व्हाट वी जस्ट लर्न्ड इन पास्ट फ्यू मिनट्स ओके आई वांट यू ऑल टू पार्टिसिपेट प्लीज अर्जुन स्पेशली यू Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Arjun. We'll start with. I guess you all must be getting some problem in pronouncing it, the Ramukar Mantra. So we'll start with pronunciation thing, the very basic. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Arjun, I'll start with you. Okay, first I'll say, then you have to repeat it what I'm saying. The way I am saying, you have to say it like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This Ramukar Mantra, it's in Prakrit language. It's even older than the Sanskrit language. We have ancient language in which scriptures are written, Prakrit language, Sanskrit language, and now further then some Vidwans have been there, the scholars, those who have written it in Hindi languages. So it is the most ancient language of all the time, Prakrit language, in which this mantra, Ramukar mantra, has been written. So it's quite difficult, but we learn it, okay? So I'll speak it once and you have to repeat it. Ready, Arjun?
Okay.
Okay. Everybody can hear me, right?
May you repeat,
please? Everybody can hear me.
Hello, Natasha, Arush, Dia, you all can hear me?
Yeah, can you repeat the language again? What was the name of the language?
It's Prakrit language, P-R-A-K-R-U-T, Prakrit. Prakrit. Okay, fine. Everybody got it? A Prakrit language it is. And now I'm speaking the very first line of the mantra once. And Arjun, you have to repeat it the way I am saying, okay? Okay. Namo Arihantaram. Arjun. Hello.
Namo Haritanam.
Arihantaram. It's Arihantaram. Say it once, Arihantaram.
Arihantanam?
Yeah, it's Namo Arihantaram.
Namo Haritanam.
Okay, very good. Arush, you know, I guess you know this mantra, right? Arush? Okay, so can you speak it for me once? Arush, first line, Namo Arihantaram. Speak it.
Aram. Namo
Arihantaram. Okay, very good. Natasha, you can?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, please, for me.
Namo Arihantaram.
Very good. And Dia? Very good. Okay. See, it's very simple. We go line by line and we learn the meaning of the line. It's very simple. Ramo. It's Ramo. How do we pronounce it? It is Ramo. What is it? See, I'll ask you things and you have to reply me back. Okay. It is Ramo. How do we pronounce it? Ramo.
Ramo.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Ramo in Hindi language and in Prakrit language. And in Sanskrit language, in all the three languages, Namo is Namaha, means we bow down in respect. Okay, Namo means Naman Karna in Hindi, and simply in English, it's we are bowing down to our great souls. It's like we are paying the salutations to the Arihantas. So, Arihanta, we have five Parameshti. The very first one of them is Arihanta. Arihanta. So, we are saying Namo Arihanta. It means I bow down to Arihantas. My salutations to Arihantas. Okay, Arihantas, first Parameshti. Okay, and I am bowing down to Arihanta. So, it is called Namo Arihantayam. Meaning is clear?
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
In the Namokar mantra, we say Namo Arihantanam and Namo Siddhanam, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean the Arihantas have attained happiness before the Siddhas?
It's a good question. I'll come to it later. Will that do?
Okay, yes.
First, Because it's in a flow. We'll come on that. Okay. First, we have to learn the simple meaning of the mantra. Okay. So, Namokar mantra in Hindi is Namaskar mantra. We have to pay salutations to the five great souls, auspicious souls. Okay. These are Arihantas, Siddhas. These are five Parameshtis.
Your voice is going out.
Salutations to these.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Hello? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay, Arjun?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, fine. It's five great auspicious souls, five Parameshtis. Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. Okay? Now, in this Namaskar mantra, Namokar mantra, it's in Hindi, it is called Namaskar mantra. Means we are paying salutations, our salutations to these five great souls. Okay? Okay? So it's very simple. We know the five names, Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. Okay? These are the five names of five great souls, Panch Parameshti. Now, to make it Namokar mantra, we just add I bow down to Arihantas, I bow down to Siddhas, I bow down to Acharyas, I bow down to Upadhyayas, and I bow down to all Jain Sadhus. This Ramokar mantra, it's very simple and it's very basic and it's the very fundamental mantra of our Jain philosophy, Jain religion, Jain dharma. Okay, so now very simple the meaning is, I'll just tell you once and then you have to tell me the meaning. Okay, Namo Arihantaram, it means, Namo means I bow down to, and Arihantaram means Arihantas. So I am paying my salutations to Arihantas. So I bow down to Arihantas. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Arjun, can you please tell me that if Namo Arihantaram means I bow down to Arihantas, then what will Namo Siddharam mean?
I bow down to Siddhas.
Very good. Okay. And Natasha, will you tell me what the meaning of Namo Ayariyanam?
It means I bow down to the Acharyas.
Okay, what does namo mean in it? Namo means what?
Can you repeat that?
What is the meaning of namo? Oh, namo ayuri adam. What do we mean by namo over here?
Namo means I bow down to.
Yeah, exactly. Very correct. Arush, can you try for the fourth line? Namo uvajayanam. What is the meaning of this? Arush, yes?
I bow down to the Upadhyaya.
Yes, very good. Namo Uvajayanam. Uvajayanam, in simple language, in Hindi, it means Upadhyayas. Uvajayanam in Prakrit, and in Hindi, it is Upadhyayas. I bow down to Upadhyayas. Okay? It's Namo Uvajayanam. Dear, do you know the meaning of Namo Ne Sabve Sahunam? It's quite tough, but if you know, Dia?
Yes.
Can you please, will you be able to tell me the meaning of Namo Ne Sabve Sahunam?
I go down to Sadhus.
Very good, very good. Okay, so the meaning of this mantra is clear to all, yes or no? The meaning of this mantra is clear to all?
Yes.
Fine. So we are bowing down to whom? Five Parameshthis. To whom? Five Parameshthis we are bowing down, okay? And five Parameshthis, what are their names? Arhantas. Second one?
Siddhas.
Siddhas. Third one?
Acharyas.
Acharyas. Fourth one?
Upadhyas.
Upadhyas. And fifth one?
All Jain Sadhus.
Yes, okay. Now we'll come to the meaning of these five Parameshthi, okay? So what does this term Parameshthi means? Anybody knows what is a Parameshthi? Okay, I'll tell you first and I'll ask, okay? Fine, pay attention. Parameshthi. Parameshthi means Param Isht. It's a very tough word in Hindi language, but it's very easy. Param means the greatest, highest. On the topmost position, Param. Okay? So Param means greatest. Ishti. Ishti means Isht. Means the one from whom, if we go to them, we can fulfill what we actually want. What do we want? Generally, it's a very basic question. You all go to this school, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, for what are you all going to school? For what reason you all are going to schools? Natasha, why do you go to school, you know?
I go to Victoria Park Collegiate Institute in Toronto.
Yeah, so why are you going into that institute? Why you go to a school, institution, whatever? What is the very purpose? Yes?
I go to school so I can learn new things.
And what do you get from learning new things?
Yeah, so I can learn new things and I can explore different concepts.
Okay. And what do you get after exploring different concepts and learning new things? What do you get, actually? Like, what is the very purpose of going to the school, learning new concepts and all those things?
I get knowledge.
You get knowledge? And
yeah.
Then what does this knowledge make for you? What? How does it help, the knowledge thing?
It helps me in my everyday life, and it will help me when I grow up.
Okay, it will help you when you grow up in your daily life, right?
Yes.
Arjun, why do you go to college, to school?
I go to Islander Middle School.
Yeah.
And so the reason I go to school is to learn new things, to learn more about the world.
And what will you get after learning about the world and all those things? What is the main purpose?
Well, to learn what
just your mom happened. And dad decided that you have to go to school, so you go to school, or there is some that you want to go to school, something like that.
Yeah, I enjoy going to school.
You enjoy going to school, okay. Dia, you eat food, right? You eat chocolates? You like them? Chocolates?
Yes.
Okay, and you go to sleep, right? Daily?
Yes.
You go to sleep? Yes. Why do you do all these things?
I like it.
Because you like it. See, everybody of us, whatever we do since the very first thing in the morning, waking up from the bed and doing anything, whatever we do, all the activities, they are just to please us, that we want to feel something good. We love to do by doing which we really feel great. Okay, nobody wants to give pain to itself or do something bad. No. We only do those things which entertains us and which will result in good things. Like we go to school because it will help us in future, right? We eat chocolate because we like it, we enjoy it. We sometimes go to play games because we love to play, right? It means it is the very nature of everybody, every soul, every person, that it wants happiness. What does it want?
Happiness.
Happiness. Agree, it wants happiness? Hello?
Anubhav ji, ek minute. Rishabh ji, aapko sunai deta hai?
Yes, yes, I can hear.
Okay, Anubhav ji, Rishabh ji hai, lekin aap abhi continue.
Yes.
ऋषभ जी जस्ट अटेंड कर रहे हमारे जैसे और बीच में आपको मदद चाहिए तो है
ओके ठीक है यस सो आर वी ऑल कन्विंस दैट वी ऑल व्हाटएवर वी डू वी वांट हैप्पीनेस राइट
यस
यस
कन्विंस्ड अर्जुन यू कन्विंस्ड यू प्ले सॉकर बिकॉज यू लाइक इट राइट एंड यू गेट सम प्लेजर आउट ऑफ इट राइट
यस यस ओके
Okay, you play soccer and you really. Now, if somebody tells you that you have to play soccer for continuously 24 hours, for a day, complete, can you play for that while?
No, unless I'm playing really, really slow. I don't think I would play for 24 hours.
But you love it. You should play it. You enjoy playing, right?
Yes, I do. It would be very hard, but I could do it, likely.
For 24 hours. For 24 hours. You can play for 24 hours? Continuously?
I think so. I think I can play for 24 hours.
And after that?
Could you please repeat that?
And after playing soccer for 24 hours, after that, what about the afterward situation? You sleep for how many hours?
I would be exhausted, most likely.
Yeah, actually, that is the main point. See, what we get in normal world, the pleasure out of the things, what we do. Like, if I love to eat chocolate, I can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But I cannot have all the chocolates of the world at a moment, just because I love them. We don't have that much a capability that we can grasp in what we love. That is why the indication that we want to get happiness, but whatever the things we try to get happiness out of, they are just not giving us the permanent happiness, right? I cannot play soccer for 24 hours straight away. If I do, then I have to get into the bed for 24 hours next, for 24 hours. I cannot eat all the chocolates, otherwise I may have some bad stomach afterwards. I just can't do the things I love permanently, right? Convinced?
Yeah, you can.
But, if I love something, I want to do it for some permanent time. Now the question arises, is there anybody in this universe who has a permanent happiness all the time? Do you think there is somebody who has permanent happiness all the time, 24 hours into 7, into 365, what do you say?
No. I do not know someone who has complete happiness.
Yes, yes. Now here we come to this Ramukar Mantra, the five great souls, the greatest souls. These are Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyas and Sadhus. Arihantas and Siddhas have attained the complete bliss. They get all the time, each and every moment, filled with complete bliss. The bliss you cannot have from playing soccer, the bliss you cannot get by having chocolate. If you find you are having chocolate and you are getting some bliss, there is no bliss in it compared to what the bliss they are having at this moment, at the past moments they had, and in the coming future moments what they are gonna have. No, they are having the complete bliss all the 24 hours into all the days, all the time. Till the time infinite, they'll be having the same bliss. Do we want bliss? Yes or no? Yes or no? Do we want some bliss?
Yes.
Natasha, do we want?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And knowing the very fact that Arihantas and Siddhas have attained the complete bliss, shall we not bow down to them that, yes, you have attained this and I am really a huge fan of you. I want to be just like you. Arihantas, I just bow down in front of you. I salute you for what you have attained, the complete bliss, and I really want that bliss for myself. And that is why I bow down to you. The very purpose of reading this Ramukar Mantra is just admiring the bliss attained by the Arihantas, Siddhas, and those who are in path of attaining the bliss, Acharyas, Upadhyas and Sadhus. We just appreciate them, we bow down to them, and we say, yes, we do want to go with you in your path, just following you, and we really want to attain the bliss. That is why Zen philosophy says, you know what, have you heard something like you can be God? Have you heard about God? Who is God? Where do they live? Where the gods reside to? Where do they live? You have any idea? Where do God lives? Arjun, where do God live? You don't know. You know about God, they are the Supreme Souls, right? Hello? Is my voice clear? Can you all hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, we'll first revise the meaning of Ramukar Mantra simply, okay? Ramo Arihantana means I bow down to Arihantas. Ramo Siddhana means I bow down to Siddhas. Ramo Ayriyana means I bow down to Acharyas. Ramo Uvajjayana means I bow down to Upadhyayas. Ramo Sabvasaura means I bow down to all Jain Sadhus. Now, these are five great souls, Panch Parmeshtis, Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. And what do we know about true happiness? True happiness is something which is all the time, which remains... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. True happiness is something which is not for a while, which is not just for a moment, but which remains forever. It's everlasting and it is permanent. Ultimate happiness. Okay? And those who have attained it are called Arihantas and Siddhas. Okay? Arihantas and Siddhas have attained the complete happiness. Now, we'll discuss about who are Arihantas and who are Siddhas and who are Acharyas and who are Upadhyas and who are Sadhus. Have you all known, we all go to school, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. In school, what do we have? We have one principal. Do you have some principal in your school? I mean, some dean, some head of the institution?
Yes.
Okay. We have, what do we have? We have a head of the institution in this school, right? We have one teacher who teaches us, right? And we have students, okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now, see, we learn about these five Parameshtis. See, Arhantas and Siddhas. Arhantas are supreme soul and Siddhas are supreme souls. Siddhas are in the position which is the ultimate position of this soul. They have no body, they have nothing with them, they are the pure soul, and they reside in the top of this world, Teen Lok. We have three Lok, three, we have in Jain philosophy, we have Teen Lok, and Siddhas reside to the top of the third Lok, that is Urdhva Lok. Okay, Arhantas and Siddhas are a god, means they have attained complete happiness. Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus are our Jain monks. Okay, now as in a school we have one principal, like one head. So Acharyas are like that. In our Jain philosophy we have group of monks. Okay, we have a certain, just like we have a class, right? So we have group of students and that we name it as a class, right? Yes, the group of students is known as a class. Okay, so in that class we have a teacher. The teacher teaches the student, okay? And there are some students who listens to teacher, okay? Just like that we have a group in our Jain philosophy of our monks. They live like a group and they have one head, like a principal. We call them Acharyas, head of the group. Head of the group of Acharya. Muni Sangha kehte hai usko. We call it Muni Sangha. The group of monks. And the head of it is called Acharyas. Okay? Head of the... actually, I guess we have crossed the timeline of the session which was proposed to us. So we'll just revise the Namokar mantra, which is Namaskar mantra. I bow down to Arhantas, I bow down to Siddhas, I bow down to Acharyas, I bow down to Upadhyayas, and I bow down to all Jain Sadhus. Today we learned about the happiness and why should we bow down to Arhantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus. The further information in Namokar mantra and all the coming facts we learn in the next lecture, we conclude this lecture now. Yes, Sachinji, please.
Hello. Yeah, Anubhavji, hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, can we recite, like, can we end the session by saying Namokar mantra three times?
Yeah, sure.
1 second, everybody, students, families, we all rise wherever we are sitting. And Anubhavji Yadiya can recite Namokar mantra.
Yeah, I would love if one of the students will recite it. Adia, will you? Okay.
Namo Arhantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayadiyanam, Namo Ujjanam, Namo Lovisavasavanam. Esu Panchanamo Karu Savo Papanasaro Undanam Chasavasim Budamam Havai Mangalam. Namo Rientanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Ujjaram, Namo Lovisavasavanam. Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Ujjaram, Namo Lovisavasavanam.
Ok, Okay, Jayajanendra, we will meet next Saturday.
Jayajanendra, thank you very much.
Yeah, and how did you like, where you want the improvement, what you would like to see, anything, because here everybody is trying to learn, including Vidwanji also, so please send us your input about the classes and everything. Hopefully we will be able to send you PowerPoint soon, very soon, maybe by next Saturday we may have something for you. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Niyati ji?
Haan ji?
This is Arjun.